Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Friday Fair Day, live from the North Dakota State Fair. We're here early. They let us in. We pulled a few strings. They said, come on in. Get ready. The 811 call before your dig tent is set up. It is 811 day at the fair today, the North Dakota State Fair. So that in and of itself is a good enough reason to be here at the North Dakota State Fair. I'll give you a few more free. Free T-shirts. You know, have you ever seen those, what do they call these, the grocery bag things? You know, the earth-friendly bags that you take to the grocery store, right? So you bring these and then you don't have a plastic bag need at the grocery store. They have really nice ones. So you can come here, get a bag, and then get a lot of cool stuff at the fair. You're registering for Keith Urban tickets and TVs and all kinds of fun. And you're learning a lot about how important it is to call before you dig. The 811 call before you dig cycle is here. That chopper is unbelievable. They have a sharp-looking pickup here that you might want to hop in and take a look at. They have a big red vac truck. This thing is monstrous. I'm right next to that. So come find us under the big tent. Biggest tent of the fair. That's saying something. And there's no sides on it. Not too hard to find. Right across from all the food. You know, the midway of food. And then also next to the kiddie rides. And there's some campers next to us. So we're pretty easy to find. Come find us at the North Dakota State Fair. Say hello. They start at 10. So if you want the freebies, they're here while they go. Get here early and join us at the North Dakota State Fair. My name is Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We're going to spend some serious time at the fair today, aren't we? Yes, we are. I can hardly wait. We have on the program today all the good folks from 811 Call Before You Dig, so a lot of good information there. We have a real live Blue Angels pilot on the show today, Todd. Is that going to be any fun or what?
Absolutely.
Right behind the controls of that F-A-18 that is part of the Blue Angels. They're in North Dakota this weekend for the Fargo Air Show. So a lot of things going on and a lot of fun. We have breaking news as the show begins today. As you know, earlier this week, the North Dakota Nickname Committee met and narrowed the list of final names down to five. It did not include a very popular choice with fans, and that was just basically no nicknames, staying just North Dakota, okay? Well, there's been a firestorm since that regarding that decision. There have been protests planned and undertaken. And this morning, very early, President Kelly put out an email to constituents at UND and basically said, all right, sorry, we're going to do this. I'll consider adding that name back in. Now, the name's not back in under consideration yet, but basically what he's saying is I'll consider whether or not we'll consider it and ultimately be among the choices. Okay, does that make sense? So he's revisiting that decision, and I think the important thing is now if you really feel strongly about that name, you need to let your voice be heard.
We're going to consider considering it. Is that what you're saying?
It's a university campus, Todd. What do you expect? I mean, they don't exactly move quickly here. I get it, but we are. We're considering whether or not to consider.
Sounds like government, doesn't it? We're going to think about thinking about it. Okay, that's great. We're fixing to fix it. There we are.
Now, what ultimately, I don't know how the president says, let me think about this again, and then says, nah, on second thought, no, I'm not going to add it. I don't.
Exactly.
Now he owns it. You know, before the committee owned it, now he would own it. I think it goes back under consideration, and they're going to determine how to do it. I'm guessing. This is my guess. And you can record this, Todd, and play it back and splash it all over my face like egg at some point. Here's what I think is going to happen. The choice that will be put before the citizens and the constituents of UND on this public vote will be, would you like to remain UND as no nickname, yes or no? And if you say no, then you choose one of these five. I'm guessing that there won't be six choices, North Dakota with the others. And maybe that's appropriate, right? Maybe that's the appropriate way to go.
Yours is not the face on which there will be egg when this is done, trust me.
You don't think so, huh? So anyway, that's one possibility, And I want your take on this today, okay? What do you make of the president putting on? And by the way, in the email, and I'm going to read it, in the email, which we have posted on my Facebook page, Todd, you want to share it on the K-Fire page as well?
Yep.
And what's on your mind, wherever your friends are, whatever your friends with or liking. You'll be able to connect that way and actually see the letter. Rob Port of the Standing Blog reported on this first this morning. We'll read the letter. In the letter, he says, you know, I think we need a nickname. We need something to rally around. We need a, you know, and he said that all along, which is why I believe his committee, ultimately in majority, said, we don't care what people are saying. We want North Dakota off the list. But so he's not a fan of it. But what he's considering is adding it back in for how they haven't really decided exactly how they're going to do their online voting. They have decided not everybody can vote because Bison fans, honestly, with all due respect to you Bison fans out there, you shouldn't have a say on what the name is at the University of North Dakota. Thus, the hundreds that voted Bison last time, right? That's just ha-ha, funny. So, you know, get the pranksters out of the mix and leave it up to students, faculty will have a voice, citizens of Grand Forks, alumni, you know, give them all a vote and figure out how to do that. They can do that. It can happen. So, but the big news is North Dakota is back under consideration for the finalist list because enough of you said this stinks. That's why. There's no other reason. Okay? So let me know what you think about that at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 for your text as well. A lot of time to chat with you on the phone. As I mentioned, we're going to talk with the folks from 811 Call Before You Dig. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Commander Nate Barton, a Blue Angel slot pilot. What's a slot pilot? I don't even know. We have Medora passes. Let's go with golf passes today, shall we? I think we'll do a pair of golf passes and a pair of Medora musical passes. And by the way, I've circled a couple of dates. Going to be out there in the middle of August. Really looking forward to it. Live broadcast that Monday morning from Medora. So it should be great fun. And we are looking forward to that very much because Medora is one great place. 1-800-MEDORA-1 and Medora.com if you haven't booked your tickets yet. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about their upcoming meeting in Fargo this year, September annual meeting for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Opportunities for sponsorship and attending, and that's the place to be. That's where every oil and gas leader is at, and great resources of information. Always a few surprise guests at the last hour. That meeting was the one where, remember, Lou Holtz came in? We had a little fun with Lou Holtz, and there's always some surprises there, so it's great fun. Let's get to the phones here. Stuart out in New England wanted to talk a little bit about what we're doing here today at the fair with the 811 Call Before You Dig guys. Hey, Stuart, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, on 811, I wanted you guys to ask them up there. Before, when we dialed 811 from our telephones, from our cell phones, wherever, used to go and press 1 for Minnesota, 2 for North Dakota. Now, if we dial 811, it goes right to Minnesota. We have to always look up a 800 number to get a hold of the 811. Are they going to change that, or what's going on with that?
That's a good question. I don't know, but we're going to chat here in just a moment with the North Dakota One Call director. Ryan Schmidt will be on with the program today with us, and I'll ask him that very question for you.
I appreciate it, Scott. Have a great day. Hey, I'm jealous of you. I can't get up to Minot this year for the fair, but I'm jealous that you guys are there.
It's a beautiful day. It really is. It's just awesome. I think it's going to be a bit of a cooker today, but I know how that is. It's just busy schedules, but it's one of those things that you just got to try and squeeze into your schedule. Keith Urban is here. I've been trying to drop Todd Mitchell's name to get a little closer to his inner circle to see if we'd get him on the program. It gets me one layer closer to him every time, but not actually to Keith yet. He's trying to find Nicole's cell phone number, and we're working on details. So keep working on that, Todd. But you use your vast network and see if we can
get sure.
Keith on the program. I just want to see if we can get him to record a little liner. Hey, North Dakota, what's on your mind? Does that sound Aussie enough for you? Can we do Keith Urban bumper music today on the program? What's your favorite Keith Urban song, folks? You let us know what your favorite Keith Urban song is, and we will get you that very song played. And first two folks to do this, first person to do it this hour and first person next hour wins some Medora passes, okay? We have Medora Golf. We have Medora Musical, so... Have at it. It's got to be a peppy, you know. I mean, we want a little.
Yeah, come on, it's Friday here.
Pop us up.
Go to the end of the fair, the big concert tonight. Yeah, exactly. Adrenaline here.
800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Other story is Donald Trump. Did you see Donald Trump when he was asked the question about what he considered a third-party run? Said something. I'm paraphrasing. I want to make that very clear. This isn't verbatim. But, hey, if these jerks in the Republican Party keep treating me like this, you bet I'm going to go to the third party, right? And I think we all need to pay close attention to that for sure. Now, I don't know that it's any surprise that at one point he said he'd never do that, and now he's saying he would do that, so he's flip-flopped a little bit on that question. I think largely because he sees the Republican establishment treating him poorly. We don't want another Ross Perot, right? I mean, nobody ought to put their thumb on the scale. No different than, okay, I think Donald Trump would be a terrible nominee. I'm not saying that. I'm saying people who say Donald Trump would be a terrible nominee and wanting to get rid of him now and silence this process. Kind of like Kevin Cramer said earlier this week, nobody in the Republican Party has the right to say, hey, tone it down or you do this differently. Come on, that's why this process is there. And I don't think he'll be standing and with this poll stature at the end. However, you know, if you're trying to bump him out now, the consequence could be a third-party run, and that's another disaster, if you ask me. You agree? Tell me.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties. And a Pfeiffer-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
The Minnesota Twins have everyone talking, so let's join the fun. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hinnon from What's On Your Mind. Loading up the microphones and heading to the Twin Cities early 7 a.m. Thursday morning, August 13th. Sitting in great seats behind home plate. Comfortable ride down there. Just $129 for your seat and your trip. At a hotel room in Fargo for $100 too. Call now to get your seat. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or email Marie at flagfamily.com. Brought to you by Dave Noah's Remax Realty.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Baptized by rock and roll, Madeline.
I was talking to Keith Urban. It's called John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. That's all you need to know. It's a good song, and it's kind of his new hot one. There's rumors he's going to be at the 811 call before you dig that. I can't confirm that, but I know there's tickets here. So if you want to see the show and you don't have tickets, that'd be a good reason to get to the 811 call before you dig 10. And chances are he'll be here because Todd Mitchell is like this celebrity magnet. I mean, they hear about his microphones and the Fire Cafe being here, and they just converge, you know. On
you're hilarious. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah. So I don't know that we've ever been to we've ever had a caller from Makoti, North Dakota. So let's go there. Are you call? Is this Jeff?
Yeah.
And you're in Makoti? Jeff, is that where you are?
He must
yep,
be.
Can you hear me?
We can't hear him.
All right, so I'm going to put him back on hold. And Manny, I'm going to have you. Yeah. Let's try again here. Jeff, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yeah. We've never had a call from Makoti, North Dakota before, so we put you first here on the list. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Yesterday I tried calling in while you were talking about Donald Trump and then North Dakota nickname. And I would just to ask you, what is a sundog?
That's a good question.
That question throughout this whole thing. How does that relate to North Dakota?
I mean, is that kind of like a gopher, and we can't be anyway.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, we don't want to be mistaken for rodents from to the east.
I don't
exactly.
Sundog to me is some thing in the sky, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm a little.
Wait a minute. A dog is a thing in the sky? Now I'm even more confused.
Is it an underdog or what? It can't be an underdog. the comic underdog?
Yeah.
I'm very confused by the whole thing, but it's on the final list. It's on the final list, but I will say this. The consultant this meeting this week raised issues about Rough Riders. And also sundogs, and said you're going to have trademark issues on both, and there's also some issues on double meetings and some other things. So
Underdog is here.
There you go. Underdog could be the new mascot. I like it. All right. Hey, Jeff, call again. Great to hear from you. Now, Sharon in Bismarck has a suggestion for our next Keith Urban bumper song. Sharon, what would it be?
Yeah, that song that he sang with Miranda Lambert called We Were Us.
We Were Us. Okay, Todd is on it. We Were Us.
Yeah.
And is that gonna pop us up, Sharon?
Yeah. Hey, it's not like Creedence or anything like that, but Yeah, it's a good song.
All right. Beautiful. There it is. We're playing it right now, and we'll play it for the next bumper song in a little more heft to it, give you a little more time to listen to it. In the meantime, would you like Medora musical tickets or Medora bully pulpit tickets for golf?
The musical tickets.
They're yours. Got a pair. So hang on. Manny will get your information and get that to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Yes, we're looking for a bumper suggestions today for Keith Urban. It's our way of getting him to the tent. See, he's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Keith Urban is in North Dakota, ready to perform tonight. So we got to do this. And we'll give away Medora Bully Pulpit Golf Passes next hour with another Keith Urban song that you think would be perfect. So let's put Sharon on hold. And let me chat with Kevin Archer again. Kevin joined us the other day on Energy Matters and now joining us on What's on Your Mind. He is the chair of the North Dakota Common Ground Coalition. And they have, together with the North Dakota One Call folks, put on quite the event here at the North Dakota State Fair because it is 811 Call Before You Dig Day at the fair. How you doing, Kevin? Good to see you again.
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fantastic. This is great fun.
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
Yeah. So tell folks what's under the big tent today.
Well, we got a lot of different companies that sponsored this day. North Dakota One Call and Common Ground Alliance joined together, kind of partnered up, and we got all our groups together, and we have a whole lot of stuff to give away and a whole lot of message of call before you dig to give out.
I keep calling you a coalition rather than alliance, so I'll try my best.
No problem.
CGA.
Yeah,
just remember that. CGA. Yeah. But no, the tent is perfect. Why, that's great fun, and you got a really lot of nice goodies. And I mentioned earlier Keith Urban tickets, so folks can come here and get that. There's TVs you're giving away, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing day.
A lot of fun. Now, I had a call earlier that asked, I don't know if Ryan needs to answer this or you can, Kevin, but somebody said when they call 811, you used to get a message that said press 1 for Minnesota, press 2 for North Dakota.
Right.
And now, he said, it goes right to Minnesota, and you got to go through sort of a rigmarole to get a North Dakota call in. Do you know anything about that?
No, because I don't...
That's not your lane.
Well, it isn't my lane, but it's... Minnesota has nothing to do with our one call center right now, so I don't know why that would be. I don't know if that was something, an old question, you know, from when they tried before. Years ago, they were. But One Call Concepts, who's our contract company for One Call for North Dakota, they're actually out of Iowa. That's where the call center is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why Minnesota would be in there.
All right, so we'll ask Ryan maybe just a glitch, one-time glitch or something.
Answer, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, sounds good. And I attended a meeting of the Common Ground Alliance yesterday, and I was amazed.
You got it right.
I did, yeah, yeah. I'm learning. Slow learner, but I get there eventually. And I was struck by the number of constituencies represented. I mean, what makes up the Common Ground Alliance?
It's made up of utility and construction and excavators, line locators, all different walks of anyone that's going to do ground disturbance. It's not just one... facility or one utility style. It's all utilities and the ground people, the construction. We want to come to the table and have conversation. We'd rather have the conversation at a table where it needs to happen instead of out on the field where we had a line strike.
I noticed that one issue came up, that, you know, August 1, there's a new law, flags have to be removed.
Right.
And, you know, some folks said, well, you know, look, I might remove the flag because I'm done, but somebody else has got to call out, and they're going to dig still, so should I, you know, that's not necessarily an easy thing.
Right,
is
and
it?
That's a communication issue. That's all of this is. It's all about communication between the contractors, the company that's asking for the digging, the homeowner, the landowner. It's all communication.
Yeah. So the ultimate goal is just to make sure that...
everybody's safe.
Everybody's safe, right? I mean, yeah. You're calling before you're digging, and ultimately there's communication between the people that disturb the land in any way.
Absolutely, and that's what it takes.
Is it ultimately through this process something you hope will improve relations with landowners?
I hope so. I mean, that's our goal, one of our goals, you know.
How is that relationship now?
It's good. I mean, there's a lot of good out there. There's some negative. I mean, but it's the nature of the business. I mean, you know, you're going across someone's land. They want it right when it's done, and I get that. So we're trying to do everything we can to make that right.
And you're saying the Common Ground Alliance makes that more likely.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
You know, communication makes everything better, right?
Absolutely.
Just talking to me at the table, and even if it's over a corn dog at State Fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right.
Come see Keith Urban and... Stop by here before you go.
We'll see if we can get them in one of those T-shirts.
I'm trying.
Because they're pretty sweet. Maybe on stage tonight. I think it'd be much better than anything he has planned to wear.
Absolutely.
He hardly wears anything. I've seen it before, so what the heck's the difference?
No, the girls might not like that.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Archer, chairman of the Common Ground Alliance, our guest. All right, Sharon and Bismarck, Jerry and Moorhead, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But You're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Railroad ties, oh Hail Marys, Friday night, heartbeat baby, low beam lights, God I miss when you were mine back when. That song is calling the street along, stop thinking about you every time I came home, every beat, every line.
Mr. Keith Urban and Miranda Lambert as well. 28 before the top of the hour under the Big Ten today at the North Dakota State Fair for 811 Call Before You Dig Day. And so freebies are everywhere. Everybody's setting up here. I'm looking at tables from Xcel Energy and Enbridge and Montana Dakota Utilities and NDPA. And as far as the eye can see, and they're all handing out some freebies. So come on by and join us here today. And, of course, free T-shirts for the first 811. And they're nice T-shirts, too. They're really to commemorate your visit to the North Dakota State Fair. They also have the 811 Call Before You Dig bag. So you come here first, and then you go to the other spots and get all kinds of the goodies. So check that out. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for listening. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, at MyPillow.com, you use the promo code Scott to get yourself a great discount, a two-for-one deal on the very same pillow that Todd and I sleep on. And we sleep pretty darn well. This crazy radio business, you need to get a good night's
sleep. Just so we're clear, we each have a pillow, by the way.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, we don't share a pillow.
The grammar there was a little ambiguous. I just wanted to clear it up. That's all.
Those aren't pillows! Yeah.
Classic.
Anyway, yeah. One of the all-time greats. But we should actually make up a commercial just with that. But this thing, there's a lot of things I love about MyPillow. Most importantly, that I'm getting a good night's sleep. If I had to say one thing that my wife worries about more than anything when I'm on the road, are you sleeping, right? Because she knows that it's a lot easier to work like a dog when you're out on the road, right? But I do. I really do. I sleep great. There's a 10-year warranty, too, so you're getting pennies a night for this. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and also you can call them at 800-506-9028. Okay, so we have breaking news from the University of North Dakota in that North Dakota, after being eliminated as an option, you know, no nickname, North Dakota, has been put back into consideration. And right now, President Kelly has sent out an email saying, all right, I'll consider it. It's under consideration on whether or not it ought to go into the final list. Here's his letter dated today went out at 7:35 this morning saying to the campus community, last Tuesday, the UND nickname committee concluded its work and submitted a final shortlist of names to be submitted for a public vote. I appreciate the extraordinary effort of this committee, as well as that of the previous process recommendation task force that convened last fall. The faculty, staff, students, and alumni in these two committees have worked hard, deliberated thoughtfully, and communicated tirelessly with their constituents. I could not have asked for a more dedicated group of individuals, and these two teams delivered an inclusive and thorough process that yielded several excellent potential nickname suggestions. I support the work of both teams, and I appreciate and welcome the list of nicknames submitted. In the days since the committee concluded its work, much additional feedback has come forward, particularly about the exclusion of North Dakota from the final shortlist. I want to state here that we are North Dakota, and we will always be North Dakota. I believe it's in the best interest of the university to have a new nickname. This is the important stuff here now. I believe it is in the interest of, the best interest of the university to have a new nickname, something that will go along with continuing to be North Dakota, just as other major universities have nicknames. I think students, alumni, and fans would benefit from having cheers, chants, and songs that connect to students, alumni, and fans, that connect to a true nickname, rather. But that doesn't and won't detract from the fact that we will always be North Dakota. All right? Let's see here. I can't move the thing down here for some reason. Here it is. Okay. But that doesn't and won't detract from the fact that we will always be North Dakota. That said, I also want to consider the additional feedback of various stakeholders in this process. Many different opinions have been expressed, and they have come from many sources. Over the next few weeks, I plan to further review all of the feedback received, and I will consider the possible addition of North Dakota in the voting process. The voting process, which has not yet been defined, will not take place until fall. This will allow adequate time to thoroughly review the feedback and make a final decision. Again, I thank blah, 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 blah. What did you hear there? Tell me what you heard there. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jerry and Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. A couple things here. One, I love my pillow. I can just hear the chants now when they replaced NODAC, replaced the A with an I. So I don't see that one going very far. So, and then the biggest thing I'm worried about is I hear more people calling in and complaining about the UND nickname than I do with the federal judge overturning a legitimate piece of legislation in North Dakota. Seems that more people care about a nickname rather than a federal judge not recognizing North Dakota's legitimate legislative body.
That's a very good point on your part, Jerry. For one, same thing in the Supreme Court decision recently on marriage and all, and on Obamacare. It essentially says the 10th Amendment is crap. We don't need it. Founding fathers are idiots. They didn't know what they meant when they said, look, if it isn't here, then it's up to the states. That's essentially what the 10th Amendment says. If it's not here in the Constitution, states, you decide. Quite honestly, that's exactly what should happen. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, you ought to be worried about the 10th Amendment being shredded and taking power away from the state legislature.
I don't really care what the amendment is. It's the fact that there's one federal judge is saying his opinion over the legislative body's opinion. And the founding fathers have had it exactly right. That's the only reason that 10th Amendment is in there is so that you don't have a monarchy in the United States.
And, I don't know, when you talk to people about it, at a coffee shop or at the fair or whatever, it's not a topic a lot of people grasp or pay much attention to. You're exactly right. So I don't know why.
All right,
I should. Good points, Jerry. Thank you. Brenda in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Brenda.
Oh, I want to just talk about the fighting for the nickname. I believe, I like what the last caller was saying, but I just think it should go back to a vote of the people. And I'm glad he may consider President Kelly. But I really think it should have been a vote of the people. And the people in Standing Rock never got a chance to vote way back, but that's all mute. But now moving forward, I think it should be a vote of the people.
Well, it is going to be a vote of the people. They are going to do that. So, but the vote will be either five names to pick from or six if he ultimately decides to add North Dakota back in.
Right.
So, right. And when you say people, I mean, they're talking about defining that. Is it alumni, students, citizens of Grand Forks? You know, how do you limit it? They want to limit it to constituents of North Dakota, but it'll be, you know, it looks to me like the five names that are on the list currently. And then possibly North Dakota added back in. Here's my take on this decision today and this email on the breaking news from President Kelly. I don't know how you say, hey, what he's saying essentially is the committee screwed up. They should have kept North Dakota on there. Now there's been a bunch of feedback on it, so I'm going to listen to all that feedback, and then I'll decide whether I put it back. To me, if he doesn't put it back, the controversy starts all over again. He's got to put North Dakota back on the list.
I agree.
I don't. Yeah, or include it in some way. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you want, Brenda?
Yes, I do. I agree with exactly what you said. Now the people are speaking up, and he's listening, and I hope he continues to listen. And let the people decide.
All right, Brian. I appreciate the call, Brenda. Thank you, Brenda and Bismarck. We're going to go to Brian in Jamestown in just a second. Ryan Schmaltz is here, who's the director of the North Dakota One Call operation. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. A little hard to follow up the UND nickname debate, though, being a UND alum. I won't weigh in on that. I got enough to talk about today, Scott. I got enough to talk about today.
Exactly. We'll talk about it if you come see us at the tent. We'll talk about anything. And this tent is the place to be today. It's 811 day at the fair, and the biggest tent on the fairgrounds is loaded up with all kinds of freebies. Describe what you have planned for today.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to try and get it all out here. But, yeah, the fair isn't even open yet, and we're already hopping with all the sponsors. But we've got freebies. We've got 811 T-shirts we're giving out to the first 811 people here to the tent. We've got bags, so don't worry about coming down that you're going to have to carry stuff around all day. We've got handouts, shirts, can koozies, coloring books for the kids, superhero capes for the kids. Come down, get a superhero cape.
Hey, those are really neat. I mean, they're really, I don't know that I've seen one before, but if you got younger kids, bring them. They'll love playing superhero with these. They're cool.
And we just had the bike pull in, the 811 bike that was built by Paul Jr. Designs.
I heard it.
American Chopper. Oh, it's loud. It's cool, but they just pulled that in. So we got that here. We got the North Dakota One Call truck that's on display. RDO brought some simulators. It's too many sponsors to name, too much stuff that we're giving out. You know, we don't have enough time, Scott.
What are the simulators?
Singular. They've got a grader simulator. But either way, it's a heavy equipment one. Guys can jump on it. I believe you got to be at least 18 or 21, but they've got a screen set up. You can jump on there. You can give it a try, do some digging, and just try your hand at driving some heavy equipment.
How about behind me this giant red vac truck?
Cannot miss it. We've got C Company that brought in a hydrovac truck. They've got a truck set up back here. If you have never seen a hydrovac truck or had a tour of a hydrovac truck even, these guys are the experts. Come in. Ask them questions. They'll show you everything it does. They'll kind of give you a heads up on what the hydrovac truck can do. They're pretty powerful, pretty amazing machines.
There was a lot going on here at the North Dakota State Fair, and this goes on tonight till concert time?
Yeah,
till the concert?
Pretty much till the concert starts. I mean, we've got, like I said, we've got not only the giveaways that are kind of a grab-and-go item, but we're giving away, I mean, we've got a TV, we've got Bluetooth speakers, but we've got 12 Keith Urban tickets that were come in. We've got some iPads set up where you can sign in or sign up for that, and we'll be calling you if you win some Keith Urban tickets for tonight.
Could be going to the show.
If you don't have Keith Urban tickets, come get them from 811.
There's a big, strong rumor going around the fairgrounds that Keith Urban's going to come by the tent because he wants one of those T-shirts.
Uh-huh. Hey, I'll save one for him.
Yeah,
I'll hand it to him myself.
Evidently, he normally doesn't wear enough on stage, so he needs a little cover-up. So
That would be awesome. I'll give him one of the sponsor T-shirts, even. We'll let him be a sponsor for the day.
I'm going to start a petition, actually, asking him to wear one because he makes us all look bad, the rest of us guys.
That's the thing. He'll probably draw attention away from all of us, but hey, I'll welcome it. If he stops down here, I'd be over the moon.
Exactly right. I have a question for you that came from a listener earlier, so hold tight. We'll do that when we come back.
Sounds good. Short break.
Brian and Jamestown, we're going to get to you as well, and others, welcome too at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's 811. Call before you dig day at the North Dakota State Fair. Mine, and hope you stop and see us under the Big Ten today.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ever done, and it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do.
Keith Urban, we love it, ladies and gentlemen. It's 811 Call Before You Dig Day at the fair, and it's also Keith Urban Day, and they come together because if you want Keith Urban tickets, you better stop by and register for those right here at the Big Tent at the North Dakota State Fair. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. If you're hauling a tank trailer, listen up, because my friends at Polar Service Center, Kildare and Billings, have a great deal for you. If you need a tank wash, just point that rig to the nearest Polar Service Center, mention my name, and get $100 off your first tank wash. That's right. Why would you go anywhere else? Get a great deal at the Polar Service Center, Killdeer or Billings. And my trucker friends tell me they absolutely love the quality and the professional service they get from a Polar tank wash. No waiting in Billings. The Bakken a bit busier, but they have expanded their tank wash hours for you there, too. And don't forget, they can do it all. They can build you a tank trailer. They can fix it, weld it, bring the part to your door. There's not a tank part that Polar Service Center doesn't have. That's the truth. And they're hiring right now. If you're a technician and want to make up to $35 an hour, plus a housing allowance and or a townhome, they have an opportunity you might want to consider. Great benefits. Call Terry Eckstein there. He's the human resources man at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. 10 before 10 to these calls in just a second. Want to finish up with Ryan Schmaltz, who is with the North Dakota One Call program. So we had a call earlier, said, help me understand the deal here. He said, I used to call and I would press 1 for Minnesota and 2 for North Dakota after I dial 811. Now when I call, I just get Minnesota, and to get North Dakota, I got to wait and get an 800 number, and it's kind of a rigmarole. What happened there?
Yeah, 811 is a nationwide brand, if you will. We talk about 811. It's the easiest way to get to the call center. However, it doesn't always get you to the correct one. It used sometimes, when I used to call in, it would sometimes give me a prompt, sometimes not. That's why we have the 1-800 number. So it's not a perfect system. We'd like to say that it'll get you to the closest call center, but there are some hiccups with that. The nice thing about it is that we do offer that 800 number. We also offer what we call iTick, which is our way to put tickets in online. You go to our website, iTicket, Internet Ticket Processing, and you can file your locate request right online, so you don't have to call in and talk to an operator. So that's not a fix for the solution, but we do offer the 1-800 number. We do offer the way to put them in online, so there is ulterior ways to put in alternate ways to put in ticket locate requests.
Bottom line, call, right? I mean,
yes.
That's the really important thing.
Yep.
No matter how big or how small.
Yep, exactly. Call before you dig. You know, there are some exclusions if you're doing gardening or things like that. But, yeah, if you're concerned at all, you're doing any digging, putting in that fence, you know, if you're doing it on the weekend, call us on a Friday or on a Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday. Those locators will get out there within 48 hours by state law, and they'll get that stuff located for you.
Perfect. Thanks, Ryan. We'll chat with you a little later. Congrats on a great day at the fair. This is fun.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
811 Call Before You Dig Day at the North Dakota State Fair. We're broadcasting live. Let's see here. Let's get to Brian in Jamestown. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Scott. Appreciate your show. Good show always. I just started thinking about a suggestion for a bumper music song. You can check out the Travis Tritt, What Say You. I don't know if you've ever tried that one.
Okay, so that's a Travis Tritt song, though? There's no Keith Urban in that one?
No Keith Urban in that one.
All right. Well, say, by the way, Todd, we need to do this one day where we just talk about what bumpers listeners want, because I'd love it. We're due for some new ones.
Oh, you're looking for some Keith Urban flavors. Okay.
Today we are. But what was the song by Travis Tritt? What was the song?
What say you?
Well, that's a good song for us anyway, because that's what we try and say every day, right? What say you? Yeah, you know, we want to hear from you. What's on your mind? Yeah,
yep.
I love it. That's a good fit. So we're going to add that one to the mix at some point, Brian. Thank you very much for calling. How's Jamestown today?
Oh, pretty good. I'm actually out on the road. I just went through Max now, so I'm kind of heading towards Minot. But
well, come on up. I mean, you can't miss us at the fair.
Yeah, beautiful day out today.
It is. Just keep pointing north, and you'll hit the fair before long.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you, Brian. Thanks for the call. Here's some calls that came in earlier as well that we've not had a chance to get to during the break. Go ahead and roll a couple of those, Todd.
Morning. I was always told a sun dog is like in the wintertime, January, 25 below zero, and it's going to get colder. The sun is up, and on each side of the sun there's like too many rainbows on each side. And those are the sun dogs. That's what I was taught. So.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's a sun dog.
Other explanation, but that's the sun dog that I was grew up with.
How is it that one person, such as a president of the university, one person has a say-so in something this major? That I don't understand. And second of all, I was just curious, and I know it was talked about not too long ago, about beehive being located next to major thoroughfares. I was just curious where we're at with that, because it's, you know, kind of a major issue for people riding motorcycle, and not only that, you know, just windshields in general. You could maybe look into that. I'd appreciate it. Fellas, have a good day at the fair.
All right, great suggestion. I'm with you. I don't think any one person should make that decision. I really don't, and that's why, essentially, especially a president who's leaving. So I want North Dakota back on the list. That's my personal take, and I want a fair process of votes, and he should pick the one that gets the most votes. Absolutely. No question about it. One texter here says, hey, we like Keith Urban for how sweet he is. You think that's what it's about, Todd, or is it those biceps? I don't know. He's a great singer.
How to go with biceps?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Minnesota Twins have everyone talking, so let's join the fun. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hinnom from What's on Your Mind. Load up the microphones and head to the Twin Cities early, 7 a.m. Thursday morning, August 13th. Sitting in great seats behind home plate, comfortable ride down there, just $129 for your seat and your trip. At a hotel room in Fargo for $100 too. Call now to get your seat, 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email marie@flagfamily.com. Brought to you by Dave Miller's Remax Realty.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.